disappointing start. I suppose the intensity Gavin brought to that second half, that for some reason Tyrone never got up to that, and Gavin just got away from
them. From the word go, and then we did get a wee foothold in the game, get 6-3 up, our slackness, our basic and all that were very poor through the war, and you can't get away at this level, so you can't.
What do you think the problem was? Because the quality's there and the experience is there. You know, you have a lot of players back from last year.
A lot back, surely go, but Kevin, more desire there tonight. They had more desire to get the break ball. They are dominating midfield, so they were the kickouts. We're not blessed with a pile of 6 foot plus lads in Tyrone here, and they dominated and they worked hard on it. We were too slow to even try and muscle them out, get stuck in them, trying to spoil them, stuff like that. We didn't do it. We were happy enough to let them win the ball all the time, and yes, they won the ball, but then they had to turn make use of it, and they done that well, so they did.
I suppose, you know, one way of looking at it is being All Ireland champions doesn't guarantee you anything, and doesn't you know, you can't take anything for granted, and you can't rely on your status as champions.
You've
got to get in there from it's a blank canvas for everybody at this stage.
All Ireland was last year, there's a new group here, and these boys that want to be in the same pitch themselves on the same level as the boys from last year and the year before, they've a lot more to do than they've done here tonight. It was very, very disappointing performance. Did we see it coming? No, we didn't, because they're working very hard in the thin field, so they're putting a lot of effort in, so they were. But at the end of the day, if you don't bring it onto the field, that's who you're at. Well, they are, you know.
Rory was a big loss. What was his injury?
Rory's just a wee bit of a problem with the back there, a bit of a black stain, so it was, you know, he just wouldn't fit to go in with the game. He's carrying a wee while there, and it's just not responding quick enough to the physio, you know.
And you think it'll be okay for Wednesday next?
Hope to God, you know what I mean? So we'll just play a beer, see the way he works out, you know.
But depended an awful lot then in Rory's absence on Shea up front, and I suppose that's a worry that Shea was left to carry so much of the burden there up front.
But again, it comes back to me. I'm the man picks the teams who I am, and the fellas around them had to give him more of an outlet on it and try and get scores, and say to some of the lads there, chat and tell them the chance to take shots, and they weren't brave enough to take them, so they weren't. But again, look, young lads, part of learning, and they need to learn very quick.
Down coming up to O'Neill Park next week. So what do you want to see as a response to this?
Number one, a lot of desire to compete against them, and just 100% improvement all around everywhere. And more important, that's us, the management. We have to step up our game too, so we do. Sorry, talking to the players, but what we must do to improve and make sure that we get a result next week.
And I suppose it takes this first game to sort of show you where you're at and show you where you need to be at, and hopefully then the second game will show a big improvement.
Well, it's the same thing for Calvin too. They've showed where they're at tonight here as well, so they are, and they're in front of us. They are, so as I said to them earlier on, best luck to them the rest of the competition. They'll ground themselves down the grid to go again, so they will have a big game Armagh next week, so they will wheel it down and we'll take it from there, so we will aye.